When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart.
Hi, this is Chaplains Timothy Burdick
and Stephanie Burdick,
and we'd like to welcome you to the Visions of Love podcast, reaching out to the spiritually and physically blind throughout the world.
Hello, folks, and welcome to our podcast. Today we feature part one of an interview with John Schneider from Nursing Home Ministries. John tells a little bit about the ministry and how you can get involved. He also tells an inspiring story. We hope you will enjoy the podcast. Thank you.
It's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made. When it's all about you, it's all about you, Jesus.
Thank you.
To contact us, all you need to do is go to mynvm.com.
NVM is an acronym for New Vision Ministries.
If you want to contact us, there's a contact form on the website. Or if you don't know Christ or need prayer, please call 507-369-6861. Thank you.
And now, part one of our interview with John Schneider.
Well, hello, everybody. I just want to thank you for joining us. And today we have a person that I'm honored to share our show with. This is John Schneider with Nursing Home Ministries. John, can you tell us hello and give us a hello and just talk to us a little bit?
Yeah, good morning, Tim. I appreciate you inviting me to be with you on this program. Like you said, my name is John Schneider. I'm director of Nursing Home Ministries, which now we just go by the initials NHM because for some people, nursing home has a negative connotation these days. They remember going into the nursing homes when grandma or grandpa was there and they weren't pleasant places to be. But our ministry provides chaplains for adult care facilities, nursing homes, memory care places, independent living, foster care homes, and we have, it varies because some people pass on, others come on, anywhere from 160 to 200 chaplains in about 16 states, from Hawaii to the Carolinas, and we provide those chaplains for the care centers. We've been around, we're based out of Milwaukee, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. And we have been around since 1975. A couple of retired pastors felt that this was an overlooked ministry, and they decided that they wanted to do something about it. So they began this little ministry, and now it's, as I said, it's become coast to coast.
That's really terrific. One word that you said caught my attention, overlooked. Can you go into some detail about what nursing homes need and what you do and so forth?
Yeah, we actually, our chaplains come from a wide variety of walks of life. Majority of them are probably retired pastors, but we also have, we have one gentleman that's in high position in a military technical firm. Our chaplains do everything from holding services. Some just go in and read scripture. Some go in and hold Bible study. Some go in just sing. We had one little chaplain lady that couldn't get out, so she started a phone ministry. She would call up. She had a list of several thousand people that she would call up every month to just encourage them. She'd sing a hymn for them, their favorite hymn or whatever, and share some scripture with them, pray with them. So it's a ministry that's wide open. You don't have to have any special skills. It's just however God leads you. And the biggest thing in this ministry is to be available and to be consistent and to love the Lord and then to love older people. As you know, the elderly are overlooked. I've seen a variety of statistics over the years, and one that stood out was a survey they took some years ago, but they said that 80% of people in adult care facilities do not receive a regular visit. And that was pre-COVID. So you can only imagine what it is now. It seems like I run into a lot of situations where mom or dad has been put into a home by a well-meaning son or daughter. Sometimes they're brought halfway across the country so they can be near to them. And they really mean to, you know, do well by them, but they put them in a care center, and then their lives are busy, and they never get over to see mom or dad. And it's kind of sad, actually. But they're taken away from their friends and their own support system, and they are just overlooked.
Well, something related to that I just wanted to throw out a thought and see how you reacted to it. To me, it seems like a lot of people in nursing homes, or for a better way to put it, seems like they've just been warehoused by society.
Yeah, very definitely. And it's not always, like I said, I think with bad intent, because I don't think most sons or daughters or grandkids, you know, want to do that kind of thing. But I don't know what I did, when I was pastoring, where I had the time. I don't have time now, and it seems like the days go slow, but the weeks and months go fast. I have good intention of calling that old friend or taking him to lunch or something, and suddenly I realize it's been months. And I think that's what happens to these people that are in adult care centers. People want to go see them, but they just haven't made it a priority enough to actually go do it, and so they suffer.
Don't you think a lot of these people that end up in these care centers have a lot more skills and abilities than we give them credit for?
Oh, my goodness, yes. And such interesting stories. We have, I go to one facility where literally they do all the work. I have gals that have started up women's Bible studies, men that have started up men's Bible studies in the facilities that I'm not part of. And so I just basically go and encourage them, and they're doing the ministry. It's really exciting. I used to teach high school for seniors in high school. Now, every year I would give a project to them to interview at least three people 80 years or older. And they'd always, at the beginning, they'd grouse and complain, you know, why do I want to hang out with, you know, these old folks and stuff. But almost 100% they'd come back and say, man, that was the best assignment. You know, they'd come back and they'd spend time and they'd interview these elderly people. And, man, they're interesting. They really had an interesting life. They did some fantastic things, especially, you know, with the greatest generation. And there are so many skills and abilities and talents and good stories. And I know when I go to visit these facilities, I go with the intent of being an encouragement to them, but invariably when I go, I come away being the one encouraged because they're just such fantastic people.
I know one time when I was at one, I asked people to give their testimonies, and this one person said, "Hi, my name's Nellie, and I was born in a boxcar." I'll never forget that.
Wow.
Do you think the complexion of nursing homes is changing at all?
Oh, yes. Like I said, I think a lot of people my age have the recollection of visiting grandma. I remember visiting an aunt in a care center, and I must have been about 7 or 8. I remember the smells, the sounds, and it was horrible. And I remember thinking to myself, Lord, don't ever let me end up in a place like this. Now, some of them are like little mini country clubs, and they have a lot of amenities, and I give my wife a bad time. I said, man, I'd like to come here and eat every day. You know, they have chefs, you know, professional chefs, and yeah, they're different, but it does not, so many of them do not have a spiritual component, and that's why a ministry like ours, I think, is so important, because yeah, you can make all kinds of things available to them physically, and good food and activities, but the bottom line is they need the Lord. Now, I used to hear a lot of times, why are you wasting time going to these old people? You should be out dealing with people that have their lives ahead of them. But I'm finding that there is a real spiritual hunger, and I think especially since COVID, among our elderly, and I think that most of them have that sense, you know, that they are very close to eternity, and I think it's just a ripe harvest field, and we just need the workers to get out there and bring the harvest in.
So what do you think is the biggest challenge that you face nursing homes?
Wow, that's a good one. Well, one challenge, again, is to make this a ministry that people see as a one that they would like to be a part of. Again, dealing with older people is not, you know, it's not flashy. It's not one that's going to get the headlines. But if you just want to, if you have a heart for people and a love for the Lord, and if you want to be true to Scripture, which, you know, we're commanded to take care of widows, we're commanded to take those that are, to care for those that are vulnerable. So if you want to fulfill His, and be obedient to His commands, then you go. And I've pastored, I've taught school. This is by far the most rewarding ministry I've ever been a part of.
Wow. So why don't you tell us about some more of, started to touch on some of the stories. Why don't you tell us some more about that, some things that you've seen?
Well, I just here recently, I was, received a phone call. My secretary had given them a call, or had received a call, and she gave it over to me that someone had called and they would like me, was wanting me to stop by and see their grandmother, who was close to death, wanted me to pray with her. And so I worked part-time at Costco, and after I was done there at work, I swung over to, and it was quite a bit out of my way. I had to drive a few miles to this care center, and went into the room, and the bed was empty. And went out to the desk, and I said, I'm here to see so-and-so. You know, they called and asked me to pray with them. And she said, oh, she passed away.
Oh,
and
wow.
my first reaction was, man, they didn't even have the decency to call me back to tell me that this had happened, and I made this, you know, I had to go out of my way to make this trip. But I said, that's not the right attitude. So I went back into the room, and I was just going to say a prayer, but there was another bed in the room. And I thought, well, maybe I should go say hello. And I went over to this little lady in the other bed, and she was sleeping, and I was going to leave a note. And she woke up while I was writing the note. Long story short, we talked for about 20, 25 minutes. She told me her story. I shared Christ with her. She accepted Christ.
Wow, that is
terrific. And I thought to myself, man, what a jerk I had been. I thought I was going to pray with this one person, but the Lord had other ideas. If I had failed to go, or if I had just not gone around the curtain to see who was in the other bed, I would have missed out on that just a tremendous opportunity. And
but
all the time, it's amazing.
So you talked about some about how people could get involved in nursing homes, but how can people get involved in NHM specifically?
Well, you could go to we have a website, nursinghomeministries.com, and on there is it tells a little bit about us. There's an application form. We have a board. All the applications are have to be approved by the board. And again, there's no set qualifications other than there's a statement of faith. And the qualifications are basically that you love the Lord, that you love people, have a heart for people, and that you want to serve. And however they get involved in terms of what they do, that's, you know, we don't say you have to pull the service, or you have to do this, or you have to do that. Whatever God leads them to do. what I found is the most important thing in dealing with the elderly is to be genuine and to be consistent. They need to know that you do really care. You're not just there to be legalistically fulfilling a duty, but that you really care for them, that you love them. And you have to be consistent. One of the things I find, and I really appreciate churches that go into care centers and hold services, but a lot of times they'll go once a month or every other month. Though that is good, it's so much better to be consistent, where they know the end of the person, you know, they get to, just like we do, they want to have relationships with individuals. And if you see the same individual day by day, week by week, month by month, that makes a big difference. So, again, if you can be consistent, if you can be genuine, and you really love them and love the Lord, there are all kinds of opportunities in NHA. All about
you. That concludes part one of this interview. We hope that you're enjoying it, and please stay tuned for part two of this interview in 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you.
I hope you've enjoyed this, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks. God bless.
Thank you, and God bless you.
I'll bring you more than a song. I'll bring you